Firestone, you can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Iran's government denies its military mistakenly shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane shortly after takeoff from Tehran on Tuesday, hours after missile strikes on American-occupied bases in Iraq. The Pentagon says, though, it was a missile strike.
Climbing at 8,000 feet, experts say the Boeing 737 passenger jet could have been mistaken for an incoming U.S. missile or attacking plane. The 176 on board didn't stand a chance.
Fox's Leland Fitter. The House passes a resolution calling on President Trump to get congressional permission for any further strikes on Iran.
8 Democrats voted against the resolution. 3 Republicans supported it. GOP leaders dismissed the resolution as little more than a press release intended to embarrass the president and embolden Iran.
Fox's Jared Halpern. 2 people on board a helicopter are killed in a crash in a backyard in Silver Spring Township, Pennsylvania. Nobody on the ground's hurt. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, how about the weather? What level of jeopardy are we at? Let's go to Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
No severe weather today, but we have time to plan and think about what you would do tomorrow. Going to your safe place and getting ready, getting your family in the mode for severe weather. It's going to be windy today, with winds gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. Wow. High temperature up to about 73. Boy, it's warm out there this morning. You know, risk of some showers later on this afternoon and tonight. Tonight's low 64. Tomorrow, the enhanced severe weather risk, that's level 3 out of 5. And not out of the question that they might bump it up to a level 4 as something as possibility before the system gets here. Tomorrow's high is 76. It'll be windy during the day, even outside of thunderstorm areas. Winds could gust to 40 miles per hour. Risk of widespread damaging winds in these severe thunderstorms tomorrow. We're suggesting that you go to your safe place even if you're in a severe thunderstorm warning tomorrow. We don't usually say that, but because of the level of damage expected and also that they could be upgraded to tornado warnings, we think you should go to your safe place when you get a warning, any kind of a warning tomorrow. And we'll keep you up to date. Make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet. We'll be interrupting on the air here, of course, as needed. Right now this morning, with southeast winds at 10 miles per hour, gusting higher, it's 62 with mostly cloudy skies. It's 6:06. You know, it's never convenient when you have plumbing problems, but it's really, really not convenient when it happens like in the middle of the night or on a weekend or on a holiday. Well, it's good to know that Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. That is good to know. And they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. That's better to know. So they're my go-to plumbers. They always have been. Well, they have been for at least the last few years. I wish I would have known 20-some years ago, and I didn't. It was a problem as I went through the yellow pages. Who am I going to call this time? Plumbing by Luke Wire. Get the whole house plumbing inspection, and then that way they'll take care of some problems that may be lurking that you don't even know about and fix them before they become big problems. Give them a call at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
What day is today?
Friday.
Weekend is almost here.
Any idea how much longer?
Yeah, just a few more hours.
A few more hours.
What's your rush?
Yeah, I don't want to go to work.
Who does?
That's definitely not me.
Well, maybe you, but definitely not me.
Because
I'm ready.
I'm ready to party.
How about you?
Hey, you convinced me.
You ready to party or what?
I've never been ready for anything more in my entire life.
Well, that settles it.
Party time. Let's go.
What a dog over here that is behaving as if it hasn't been fed in days. She was punching me in the chest. Maybe I smell like sausage. I don't know.
I'm glad she's feeling better now. We were up for several hours in the middle of the night. She was panting and looking at me like, can you help me? And geez, that's a helpless feeling. But she sure is better when she sees you.
Yeah. Yeah, I have that effect on creatures. They're just
on women?
Oh, yeah, especially females, yeah. Well, the BSometer didn't go up. Maybe I didn't get away with that one. All right, so the weather, the big story, can I put in a reservation for a call from you this afternoon?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
No doubt about it. I'm going to be a busy guy today getting ready for tomorrow. The action could start late morning, perhaps.
Larry Stevens came in yesterday afternoon and spent the last hour with us. And last year, when that tornado hit Wetumpka, that wasn't far from where Larry lives, very close to where his daughter is. But we had dinner that night after the storm had passed through.
I was supposed to be part of that.
Supposed to be there. Well, we just made a dinner plan for Saturday. So we're wondering, should you roll this into the expectations? Maybe this is a curse if he and I are going to eat together.
Right. Yeah. In the severe weather every time. It happened twice. Remember with me and you guys.
Yep.
You know, the one time was another storm system that I think dropped a tornado in close to Auburn.
Yeah. Kind of like Roz's sinuses. We're going to have to roll these other factors into the forecast probabilities.
Somebody asked me, "You're not going out of town this weekend, are you?" They were kidding because sometimes...
Yeah, I know. You've had some bad luck with that, too.
Yeah.
A storm coming or a hurricane or a tropical event or something.
Yeah.
That sounds important, whatever it was. It is 6:10. We have the William Tell Wake Up just a couple of minutes away. Local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery Police Chief Ernest Finley briefed Mayor Reed's transition team on the challenges facing the department. He says most years they're losing more officers than they hire, and that his number one need is manpower. Finley says pay is a common reason officers leave the department. A North Carolina charity has given a big donation to the family of the late Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams. Shield Republic's Hold the Line charity raised and donated over $4,200 to the Williams family. And a new charter school could be coming to Montgomery. Life Academy presented its proposal to the Montgomery County Board of Education last night. We expect the board will vote on the startup charter school at a special called meeting January 14th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:12.
Wake your butt up!
Harry and Meghan Markle, how did you break it to the family?
We said our goodbye the night before.
And what were you doing when you decided to step back as senior members?
Stinking of gin.
What was the main reason for stepping back?
I don't know, she wouldn't say.
And what was the Queen's reaction when she heard the news? Meghan, how long have you wanted to step back? Terry, what are your financial plans?
I don't care too much for money.
And finally, what are you going to do now and where will you live?
I don't know. I don't know.
Reporting from the Royal Exit, I'm Howie Leftham.
Presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
It's a group award for Nerd News. A consumer electronics show in Vegas is ending today, and some of the gadgets that made headlines this year have led some researchers to believe that at some point human beings may live to be 500 years old.
Especially since we don't have to bring our toilet paper to ourselves anymore.
Do you see the toilet that knows you're coming and gets, opens? And,
no.
Yeah, it senses you coming.
The Charmin robot that brings you toilet paper?
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with just having the roller right next to you? Is
what's wrong with
that big of a deal?
What's wrong with the toilet we got?
Yeah, the system we have.
I don't know.
Researchers in Maine identified cellular pathways in worms that in theory could extend our lifespan to 500 years. Uh-huh. An astrophysicist, this is all part of this whole nerd, again, this is rocket scientist, thinks he's figured out how to build a time machine.
Really?
Experts are skeptical on that one. A NASA telescope found the first Earth-sized planet orbiting its star at just the right distance to support life, and it's only 110 years away.
Light years? You mean light years?
I'm sorry, you're right. 100 light years away.
I beg your pardon. That's right.
Light years, how many?
186,000 miles per second times how many seconds in a year?
Sounds like a long trip. Sounds like you're going to have to hit a Stuckey's or two along the way. An artificial intelligence can now diagnose tumors during surgery faster than doctors can. It only takes about 2 minutes, and they're more accurate. So these are all advances. Probably too late for me to make it to 500 years of age. But there are still days when you can wake up and at least feel that old, right?
We can get you the time machine for your birthday. If it works.
No, just a couple of sleeves of big...
Yeah, styrofoam cups.
That's all I could ever ask for. We have a guy here. A couple of topics. Some of these we may actually discuss on TV next week. One specifically on how long we're willing to wait on hold and what kind of music we enjoy when we're on hold. I don't enjoy being on hold, so I end up hating whatever music is playing. It becomes an earworm.
Yeah. Sometimes it's really, it's like the old, what was the name of the music service?
Muzak.
Muzak. That's what it used to sound. Elevator music.
Right, right.
Elevator.
Because you want to hear the... the Perthy Faith Orchestra version of Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. That's one of the funnier scenes in Airplane 2. When they come out of the elevator and the music in there is blasting at a level that's making them deaf. I have not heard this yet, but it's a story about a British cricket player and the agonizing scream he let loose after getting nailed in the place that men just really don't want to have that happen.
That, unfortunately, is the third time this evening.
Oh, no.
He might not get up from this.
He's not in good shape.
Yeah, when your partner's looking quite concerned. Yeah, I think he's in a bit of strife.
You know, cricket ball is pretty hard, and that's what he got hit by, a cricket pitch.
Ooh.
Don't they have cups over there?
I don't know. Well, probably. I mean, have you ever been...
Probably have styrofoam cups. Very handy.
So I can have coffee later.
Yeah. We had our friend Terry Adams in yesterday afternoon as well in the real universe. He's known as Much Beloved and Glorious. Prime Minister of Playtime, Overlord of the Great Outdoors, and many other names that we have assigned him over the years. Talking about what's happening at Adams Motorsports in January, and this is a big month for sales because people are thinking ahead. You know, if you have a wetsuit, a jet ski is something you can use year-round, and they have them now at Adams Motorsports. Big promotions on the Kawasaki Mule and all the product lines they carry. The manufacturers buy down the credit standards so people can buy what they want, get a really, really low interest rate, and there's promotions on virtually every product line every month. So when you go to shop, make sure you ask about those. They'll tell you, but it's always good to ask. If you want to get a credit app started, so when you do have an opportunity to drop by and find something that will be fun for the family year-round, go to AdamsMotorsports.com and get that started. They'll be open tonight. They have a great service department, too, one of the highest rated in the country to support whatever it is you buy at Adams Motorsports. 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, 24/7, AdamsMotorsports.com. It's our first look at the roads and then the timeline for the 10th day of January coming up next. And today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We got a bunch of accidents to start your morning off. Highway 331, if you're headed into Montgomery, East Fleming Road, just before the East South Boulevard. We've got one right there. Also, I-65 southbound at the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. Minor accident there. West South Boulevard at I-65. If you're passing the TA Travel Center on your right, it's going to be just under the 65 overpass. Light congestion around the city on the boulevards. Actually, I-65 and 85 have light to moderate traffic this morning. No issues at the interchange. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated all morning long. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter will give you a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on their lot. Start the new year with a new car from Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Today's program is sponsored by Dairy Queen, Baskin-Robbins, Cold Stone Creamery, Mrs. Fields, and Cinnabon. Ruining New Year's resolutions and destroying willpower for dozens of years.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Bond Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg order, each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about 8 different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Take this crown and shove it. I am royalty no more. Selling the Rolls Royce, moving from the castle. I'd rather be poor. Be a normal guy, just Megan and I. Shopping at the grocery store. So take this crown and shove it. I am royalty no more.
6:24. With today's timeline for January 10th and today's lesson of the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting, here is Rich Thomas.
Thank you very much, studio announcer. It's the 10th day of the year. There are 356 days remaining. Houseplant Appreciation Day. I've mentioned before, I've had plastic plants that have died. I'm not good for plants.
What'd you do with that Christmas tree?
Oh, so the tree is down. It's in the box, of course, sticking out of the box. You know, they never fit.
They never go back in the way, yeah.
But now I've got the dilemma of what month will it go back
up into the attic? Yeah.
But it hasn't gone to the curb yet.
Because,
so.
I mean, that's technically a fake plant.
That's right. It died. tomorrow is National Milk Day.
Milk.
I used to be a milkaholic when I was a kid. My mom, we had four boys in the house.
Yeah. Remember, they used to come in the glass gallon.
Yes.
Yep. To the side door.
And the guy would actually walk in our house, Dairyman. He would...
really?
He would walk in there, milkman! Yeah.
I have a milkman random fact coming up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember the day they had to give Louie the talk. Louie, we're going to start buying milk at the store now.
Oh, no.
You know,
why? Is it because it was cheaper to do it that way, or what was the deal?
It was going
to
be cheaper.
How much was it to have milk delivered to your home like that?
Well, I don't know the logistics. I was a little boy.
Okay.
1863, Dateline London, the world's first subway went into operation. 1901, a gusher signals the start of the U.S. oil industry. It happened in Beaumont, Texas. An enormous gusher of crude oil, coating the landscape for hundreds of feet and signaling the advent of the American oil industry. 1946, first meeting of the United Nations. In 64, the Rolling Stones on that day recorded Not Fade Away at Olympic Studios in London, England. 71 years ago in 1949, RCA introduced 45 RPM vinyl records, which made the 7-inch disc go away. So the 78s, remember how fragile?
Yes, they broke very easily.
God.
Even the original 33s were, the plastic had no give in it.
Yeah.
So if you didn't have to hit it hard, it would just shatter like a window.
Wow. 64 years ago, in 1956, Elvis recorded Heartbreak Hotel on this date, later became his first million-seller hit. This is the day in 71, Masterpiece Theater premiered on PBS with Alistair Cook. He was the original host until 92. And now, our song of the day. We've been watching chart activity on the Billboard Hot 100 through various years in the second week of January. This song just entered the top 10, headed for number one in 1978. Dennis DeYoung wrote it. Montgomery's Tommy Shaw on lead guitar and background vocals. How about some Styx? Come Sail Away. Greg used to be with them.
Set an open course for the virgin sea. Cause I've got to be free. Free to face the life that's ahead of me. On board, I'm the captain. So climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow on every shore, and I'll try, oh Lord, I'll try.
Bum, bum, bum.
To carry on.
Sticks!
If you've ever seen him in concert, it's always a treat to see Come Sail Away. Frequently the last song, right? On the state of 82, Paul Lynn mysteriously drowned in a swimming pool, maybe under the influence of alcohol or maybe suffering a heart attack. He was only 55.
He was a heavy drinker.
He was, of course, Uncle Arthur on Bewitched, but I remember him as the center square
of course
Hollywood Squares. He was hilarious. 1984, the very first Wendy's Where's the Beef commercial aired, starring Clara Peller. Do you have a Where's the Beef?
I do. Now give me 1 second to find her.
She was huge in the 80s. That was our version of What's in Your Wallet, or He Went to Jared, you know, that kind of deal. Where's the Beef?
I got it in here.
Okay, I believe it.
I don't use it
just,
often.
Just fire it when are you fire when ready, sir.
30, where's the beef?
There it is. Good man. 37 years ago in 1983, Fraggle Rock debuted on HBO. 26 years ago in 94, Lorena Bobbitt went on trial in Manassas, Virginia. She cut off her husband's, well, you know, and then she tossed it out of a speeding car, and then the police found it, and they reattached it. 21 years ago in 1999, The Sopranos premiered on HBO. It ran for 6 seasons before going out and going to black during Journey's Don't Stop Believin'. Go to black. What?
That was on this day?
What? No, this was the day it premiered on HBO.
Ah.
We were just talking about how it ended.
Yeah, that was a big thing for, like, days.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Yeah. In the year 2000, AOL Time Warner formed, one of the biggest media mergers in history. Some people still have AOL addresses.
Yeah, you know, I know. They're so out of it, those folks.
2016 on the state, 3 years ago. Well, no, 4 years ago today. English singer, songwriter, and record producer, painter, actor David Bowie died from liver cancer in New York. 2 days after releasing his latest album, Black Star, on his 69th birthday. Speaking of birthdays, Pat Benatar is 67 today. Hit me with your best shot. George Foreman is filthy rich at 71. Donald Fagen from Steely Dan is 72. Rod Stewart, happy birthday. He's 75. Jim Croce would have been 77 today. He died in 1993 in a single-engine plane crash with 5 others, a charter plane, during a takeoff from Nacogdoches, Louisiana. Countdowns, 33 days, pitchers and catchers report. Did we get any Donaldson news, any baseball news yesterday? No baseball news?
Donaldson is not signed, and okay. Once he does, he's not. The money's not out. He thinks he's worth $110 million for 4 years. 34 years old.
Yeah.
Good player. For a couple of years, you give him good bucks.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's clogging up the rest of the baseball market. Spring training's 5 weeks away. Let's get with it.
Right, yeah, let's move. 57 days till the time change. 69 days till spring. And Christmas is 350 days away. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. You know, I already announced our rocket scientist winner, this group in Vegas that has suggested that we might live to be 500 years. And as soon as I announced that, remember the woman, Suzanne, yesterday that called and I was about to tell her a
story? She hung up on me.
Yeah.
So good. That's just great timing.
Yeah, I know. I'm still laughing about it.
It's really good timing.
I don't know if this is the same Suzanne, but somebody named Suzanne Booth just tagged me in a post on Facebook. Nobody likes to pick up dog poop in the yard. They now have what looks to be the outside version of the Roomba that goes around and sucks up.
What would you call this? Think of a name.
Pumba. The That's what I came up with.
The dog butler.
Good. Turd taker. There's quite
turd
a few.
Turd taker.
There's undertakers, there's turd takers.
I have to share this, but that also, in my opinion, why don't we come up with that stuff? Somebody else is going to make a bazillion dollars off this thing, even if it's not that effective, and we'll be still working for a living. Not that I mind. This is not work.
But as far as household jobs, clean out the pooper scooper, will you?
Right.
Why? Me?
Good living, what is it, goodlivingguide.com. I'm going to post the thing in a moment so you can see it. I guess there's a video clip of it in action as well. If seeing dog poop sucked off the ground is something that will start your day with a smile, we'll have it for you in just a second. Applied Security, they're the rockets. I demonstrated live on the radio the other day how foolproof their systems are because I walked outside without my device to get back in. And there's just no shortcut. There's no, unless you want to break a window and do all of that, there's just no way to get in this building. Of course, if that happened, that would set off the alarm anyway. Applied Security has us battened down tight, and they can do the same for you and your home, your business, safeguard a property, whatever it is you need taken care of. Mark and Vicky are local. I know you all like to do business with local folks because if there's an issue or something that comes up, they're right here in town. 279-8338, 279-8338. Applied Security, Alabama Electronic Security Board, permit number 276.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
It's very mild. We're in the 60s this morning. We'll be in the low 70s this afternoon. So a warmer day today, windy today and tonight. Wind gusts as high as 30, 35 miles per hour later. Risk of showers later on this afternoon and tonight. Nothing severe today. Tonight's low 64. Tomorrow, another windy day with a high around 76. Tomorrow is the severe weather day as you, unless you've been under a rock somewhere, you probably have heard about this because we've known about it for several days. An enhanced risk is level 3 on a 5 scale. They're talking about it could even be bumped up to a level 4 before it actually begins. Risk of widespread damaging winds with this particular event, with a line of storms moving through with embedded tornadoes in that line, a few strong tornadoes possible. Primary threat for a lot of us is afternoon and early evening, but it begins out west in the western counties, late morning. So make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet. It knows where you live. It'll give you instant warnings for and watches as soon as they happen for your location. Right now this morning, southeast winds at 10. You can feel that humidity, the juicy air. It's 62 now at 637.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
It is 6:36. Our TV topic today is...
It's about aches and pains and what causes them.
Well, good. I'm going to mention acupuncture because you can get aches and pains just from sleeping funny, and that's been very effective in helping me. At 6:37, update on the roads before TV time.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, that accident earlier on I-65 southbound at the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook, out of the way now. I-65 and 85 are moving the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. We've got light to moderate traffic around the city, but we're seeing a lot of inbound traffic on the 31s from Troy, Wetumpka, and Prattville. It's going to get real busy shortly. We still have that accident west South Boulevard at I-65 as you pass the TA Travel Center underneath the 65 overpass. It's right on the other side. They're wrapping that one up, though. Should be out of the way momentarily. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated all morning long. Your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Iran's government denies its military mistakenly shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane shortly after takeoff from Tehran on Tuesday, hours after missile strikes on American-occupied bases in Iraq. Pentagon says, though, it was a missile strike.
Climbing at 8,000 feet, experts say the Boeing 737 passenger jet could have been mistaken for an incoming U.S. missile or attacking plane. The 176 on board didn't stand a chance.
Fox's Leland Fittert. The House passes a resolution calling on President Trump to get congressional permission for any further strikes on Iran.
8 Democrats voted against the resolution. 3 Republicans supported it. GOP leaders dismissed the resolution as little more than a press release intended to embarrass the president and embolden Iran.
Fox's Jared Halpern. 2 people on board a helicopter are killed in a crash in a backyard in Silver Spring Township, Pennsylvania. Nobody on the ground's hurt. America's listening to Fox News.
Truly blessed and extremely grateful. This is Pat Atkins at AKD, Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, wishing you and yours a happy new year and a very fruitful 2020. Blessed to serve this community for the past 33 years. grateful to our many wonderful customers that have allowed AKD to be their provider for screen printed and embroidered apparel as well as specialty advertising products over that time. If you are one of those customers, thank you. If you are not one, AKD would love the opportunity to earn your business. So if you're in need of t-shirts, uniforms, spirit wear, casual corporate wear, or promotional items, give AKD a call today. AKD, blessed and grateful to be able to offer great products and service at competitive prices. Call us at our Montgomery office, 277-8433, or our Prattville office, 361-2133, or check us out online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today's show is sponsored by Flashback Friday. Dear 1980s, thank you so much for all the great memories, like acid wash jeans, big hair, glam rock, Trans Ams, oh, and STDs.
It's showtime.
All right, we are waiting to connect with Alabama News Network at 6:40 to talk about aches and pains and one of the leading causes.
So young Andrew's going to be in the Thunder truck tomorrow, riding around in this weather situation tomorrow. Pretty big assignment.
So, what kind of vehicle is that? That's a...
It's a large SUV. Yeah.
I've seen the... I just wasn't sure if it was a van or a...
It's well equipped with a lot of communications gear, weather and equipment.
With rising.
Well, apparently the most common way we hurt ourselves involves absolutely zero physical activity. Mm-hmm. You literally do it in your sleep.
Yes, sleeping in a weird position is the number one way, or the number one thing, rather, that causes aches and pains, according to a new survey. The rest of the top five are doing laundry, heavy lifting, yard work, and carrying groceries.
Now, see, this is why I should do none of these things, right?
Bringing our friends
over at, bringing our friends over at News Talk 93.1, guys. Good morning.
For me, it was the wrong pillow. You know, there was a... I had a really hard pillow, and your neck would hurt the next day, and then finally I got one of those... You know, really fancy pillows, and
I would guess that the chance that you would hurt after a nap is if you're sleeping on something that's not a real mattress. Mm-hmm. You may have a comfortable couch, but I've heard that that can be a cause of injuries. Have any of you ever done acupuncture?
No.
Never tried it.
Uh-uh. I've been doing it.
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
One time. I forgot that they did that for my shoulder the last time. I think
forgot that time I was poked by a bunch of needles.
How did that work for you?
But it was only a little bit. It wasn't like I was thinking about someone having a ton of it. It was just a few to help kind of the nerves.
Did it help?
My shoulder. And I think so. Once it freaked me out, to be honest. So once I calmed down and just kind of let it happen, it was fine. But at first, I think I was so tensed up, and they told me, like, you have to relax for this.
Yeah, you do. I go twice a week for my aches and pains. I mean, people always ask me, how do you stay in the great shape that you're in? And I tell them that...
Right, that's
the
secret.
Hearty chuckle out of Rich on that one.
But I've been going to...
We're
going to
do that as the topic for Monday, actually.
Dr. Gross, locally at Infusion.
And
you don't... I don't feel anything. It's not like getting a shot where you'll feel that sharp pinch.
Right.
Of course, I guess I have a good pin cushion, too.
Yeah.
In the lower back, you don't feel it. And then at the end, 12 minutes is how long they stay in, and they place them to take the pressure off the nerve. And then they put this heavy, warm pad over your lower back, and it just feels amazing.
Wow.
But it's been working. I'm a big believer now. When all else fails.
I feel like I slept weird on my couch like 2 weeks ago, and I've had terrible... like neck and back pain since then, and like I've been trying to debate if I want to go to like get like a massage or something like that, but I just
that
don't
might
want,
help.
I don't want anyone to touch it.
In the 80s,
when I touch like my shoulders, I wince. So I'm like, I don't want to be in the getting a massage, embarrassing myself, hollering, stop.
Because you paid for it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Endure it.
But. Exactly.
In the 80s, I think it was in Sky Mall magazine, or maybe you saw it in TV ads. It was sort of like a curved pillow.
Right.
Just what you need for neck pain. So I got one of those, and I never had worse neck pain than after using that for one night. That went into the garbage.
I think this is not a plug for
it. It's because it was recurving your neck the way that had been curved the wrong way. You had to let it work for a few weeks.
This is not a plug for
me. I don't read directions on stuff.
For Mr. Pillow, but my neck pain stopped when I got
MyPillow?
One of those. Yeah, MyPillow. Not Mr. Pillow.
As seen on TV.
Yeah, right.
I've never been hurt doing laundry. I never get hurt doing laundry. I have dishpan hands, but that you can deal with that.
What is this getting hurt? How do you get...
The only heavy lifting I do is on this show, right, guys?
When you carry us on your back for 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
You can also hurt yourself sitting for too long.
Well, that's what it says, yeah.
Yeah, the moral of the story here is you don't need to do yard work. You don't need to carry groceries.
Or laundry.
This sounds like the list, the honeydew list that Logan gives me.
Yard work. Do you want to hurt back to hurt?
Julia, you have everything.
That's why you have to do it.
Julia, you have everything you need to have a handsome prince come along, sweep you off your feet, and make sure you never have to do any of the things on this list.
Exactly.
Good luck.
Show him this survey. This is what I'm going to slide across the table on the first date.
There you go. I like that. I like that. Good plan. Have a great weekend, guys.
All right, guys. That's all the time we got. We will talk to you on Monday. Y'all have a great weekend.
All righty.
And if you want to hear more from our friends, make sure you tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
You know what was unusual about that conversation?
What's that?
Conversations when two or more people...
Stop it. That was accidental, too.
Well, when I need it, I can always do this.
What is it?
We stayed on topic.
Yeah, we did.
We really did.
For the whole time.
Right. And... we weren't stepping on each other as far as the delay goes and stuff like that. That was great. That's good.
We'll take it. All right. At 6:46.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Well, the big conversation in terms of the world of celebrity and glamour is Harry and Meghan's decision to step back from the royal family. And apparently, the Queen is very upset.
I'm sick of this!
She said.
Did you hear they're going to dispatch Charles and William to kind of go coax him?
Go back into the...
Yeah, to negotiate with him?
Well, I don't think they're going to be... Who's the other one, Andrew? The one that was on the pervert chest? Okay. Yeah, the Epstein guy, yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of been banished.
Oh, yeah, right.
Another year, another era, he would have been put in a tower somewhere. A former royal spokesman thinks Queen Elizabeth is angrier at Harry and Meghan than she is with Prince Andrew for being involved in the Epstein scandal. How sad for the Queen at age 90 to be going through all of this.
Yeah,
I thought she was older than 90. How old is he? How old is...
He's 97 or 8.
Charles?
Yeah. Prince Philip.
Prince Philip. Prince Philippe. Prince Philip. Oh, wow, he looks like death embodied.
Well, he did 20 years ago.
Yeah.
He's 98 years old.
Wow.
He was born in 1921. How are they both living for so...
It's a royal thing. I mean, her mother lived to 104.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
It's true.
I don't know if you saw this yesterday. Hold on while I scroll down to
She's 93.
That was funny.
Oh, she's 93?
Yeah, she'll be 94 in April.
The Megxit cover of the New York Post yesterday.
Yep.
That's a classic.
That is. He's drinking a beer.
Had a lot of social media reactions. Still there.
They're PBRs, and she's in curlers, and they're on the couch.
Yep. That's funny. If they're in a palace or in a double wide.
Right.
Also on Facebook, just for information purposes, Rich's weather video is there today.
Yeah, please check that out.
A new dog collar that monitors the mood of your dog and a whole bunch of other stuff. I try to put stuff up there of general interest. And once in a while, I have a political rant. Now, this is a story that Jay might know something about.
Very well may.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Don't know a thing.
He's accused of stolen valor.
Huh?
Even when he's not playing up his character, he's always claimed he was a Marine and served in Vietnam, but it appears that is not true. Is this the Milli Vanilli of professional wrestling?
Isn't professional wrestling the professional wrestling of professional wrestling?
Good point. Yeah.
I guess his real name is Robert Remus.
I never believed he ever served at all.
Oh.
I mean, first off, I was a kid, you know, that's all. I didn't care. It was just, you know, here comes Sergeant Slaughter. He was a face, and he was gonna save the day, and that was it, because he was America and military, and there I come. And he was also a character in G.I. Joe on the hero side. So it was just, you know, hey, yes.
As well as stories that's been around, the Baltimore Sun called him out on this in 1985 and said the Marines were looking into the man.
I never heard him proclaim that, so that's where my confusion is. If I ever did hear him proclaim that, then, you know, who knows, but I never heard him.
In a recent radio interview, he claimed he served from 68 to 74 and did two tours in Nam.
Really? Okay, well.
But the problem with that is that he started wrestling in 1972, which would be the window he said he was in Vietnam.
Right.
And I got to tell you, I think that's one of the lowest things a human being can do is to claim they served when they did not.
Oh, that is low as it comes.
Brad Pitt says Brad Cooper helped him get sober.
Well, good. Whatever it takes.
Brad Cooper?
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
I know who
that is. All right, let's go through some of the... O.J. Simpson, by the way, broke the news on Twitter yesterday that Tom Brady will be staying in New England.
Wait, O.J. Simpson broke the news?
The murderer, yes. Detroit had the losingest year in the history of American sports in 2019. One city set a new record for cities that have the four major sports... Mm-hmm. Baseball, the NFL, the NBA, the NHL.
Sorry, Cleveland.
Yeah, right. The city with the losingest year is Detroit. 226 losses among all their teams. The Lions, Pistons, Red Wings, and Tigers combined to go 114-226 with one tie, an uplifting moment. The previous record for most losses in one city was New York, which had 219 among the four major sports in 1962.
Oh.
For cities with the two franchises in a sport, he only included one, but he cherry-picked the worst. So we shouldn't feel so bad. We know we'll be competitive again next year, football-wise, but if you live in a major league sports town, that's pretty pathetic. Opening this weekend, 1917.
Opens today.
I want to see that, but... I don't know.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, I was going to say Sunday, but I may be dead Sunday after tornadoes on Saturday.
All right, math is attempting...
I don't mean it. That came out wrong. Tired. I'd be tired.
No, dead tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to use that D word anymore. It's just been happening. I just found about another one this morning, and it's like, wow. Jay, on Monday, I'm putting you as my Cub Standby Academy Award...
Oh, is that the nominees?
Yes, but they have used math. They use computers to project the winners, just the best picture winners. The Irishman, 1917, Parasite, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Marriage Story, Joker, Jojo Rabbit, Little Women, Ford versus Ferrari, and the Two Popes.
For the longest time, you've kind of analyzed what happened at the Golden Globes to kind of see what'll probably happen at the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
1917, I think, was a surprise for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I hope it does well in the Academy Awards. I thought Parasite was a resident of Paris. No?
I thought her name was Nancy Pelosi. Sorry, you teed it up. I had to hit it. What do you think about a remake of Jaws?
Sure.
Yeah, an elderly Jaws? Like
Jaws Senior.
Like a Rocky? Like,
come closer, kids. I can't swim over there.
Dun, dun, dun,
I can't
dun,
go over there.
Let me put my teeth in.
Yeah, it's about a great white shark with dentures. Oh, my God. That's funny.
Let me put my teeth in.
They're hoping that Steven Spielberg will produce the remake. I mean, the movie is still good, but there are parts of it that don't play well over the passing of time.
Right.
Shark would be complaining about the noise.
Well, the shark was the big problem. They couldn't, you know, get that thing to work most of the time. And
it was broken.
Was his name Bruce? Bruce the Shark or whatever?
Yeah. So, and Spielberg has yet to rule out that he won't. Adam Sandler says he doesn't want his kids to see Uncut Gems because he's shirtless in it, which means the rest of us.
That's the reason? That's the reason he doesn't want them to see it?
Not the F-bombs?
Not the language? Not the violence?
I'm just reporting the news. He says it was a great movie when I read the script. I don't like jumping into sexual stuff. Certainly me with my shirt off is not something fun to see, but my wife encouraged me. I hope my kids never see it for their own safety. That would be... I mean, if you, you know, you grow up as a kid and you're the spawn of a famous Hollywood celebrity, would you want to see the movies where they did some risque sexual stuff? I don't think I would.
Well, just like adult stars, what about their kids seeing, you know, mom or dad?
I had to put food on the table. Yeah. And our last note from the music world, David Lee Roth, who is having vocal issues. He's been sounding horrible from reports we've gotten from Vegas where he's doing a residency. Eddie Van Halen, though, is battling cancer again. So Roth started his Vegas residency this week, and well, let's put it this way. I guess his voice isn't what it used to be. So there's all your happy news from the world of show business.
Wow, you're just a ray of sunshine today.
Yeah, I am. Hi, welcome to the Ray Sunshine Show. Glad you could join us. You may be able to find that thing you need for your throat at Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs last year was named Alabama's Retailer of the Year. Think about how many thousands of businesses, and this is in the top category. And to be able to win that, by providing very local, individualized customer service, very personal, very welcoming, a real esprit de corps in each of their locations. That's pretty amazing. From the original Adams Drugs on Adams Street back in 1962, they've now grown to 12 locations. Wetumpka, Prattville, and Montgomery each have a store that has a wellness clinic for shingle shots, flu shots, and more. All of them have all your over-the-counter needs. And all of them have gift shops, which gives you something to browse. They sell the heirloom kind of holiday decorations. Valentine's Day is now on display at my Adams Drugs. I use the one on Vaughan Road east of Taylor because I've been going there for years and I know those people. I would feel like I was betraying them if I went somewhere else to one of the other locations. They're all great, though. AdamsDrugs.net for the one nearest you. We got Fox News coming up and more on the ongoing drama with the royal family.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have some congestion beginning on the Boulevard, Northeast Boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway to Ware's Ferry. Some congestion I-85 and the East Boulevard. A disabled vehicle now just past the East Boulevard on I-65 southbound. As you come under the overpass, watch for it there. Also, another disabled vehicle on I-65 southbound just past the 65-85 interchange. Overall, through downtown, the interstates are looking good. Light to moderate traffic still around town. Use caution, and we will keep you updated. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Well, it's a new year. Did you make a list of things to accomplish for the new year? How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley Manning Painting is the professional you want for the job. So, for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley? Tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down. And your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today. 799-1284.
Angels for the Elderly is a specialty in memory care community in the heart of Montgomery. We have a knowledgeable team with many years of experience dedicated to serving those battling Alzheimer's disease or other memory-related diseases. Angels for the Elderly is a faith-inspired community that also provides one-of-a-kind programs centered around our residents and their individual personalities.
My name is Rob. My mom moved to Angels about 2 years ago. She's become involved in the many social activities offered at Angels. One of the highlights of Mom's Week is having her hair done by the on-site beautician and having her nails done by the staff. If you're looking for a specialty care facility for yourself or for a loved one, I would encourage you to contact the staff at Angel.
You can find out more about Angels for the Elderly and our home-like environments at angelsfortheelderly.com. Find us on Facebook or by calling 334-270-8050 to schedule your tour today. Angels for the Elderly. Compassion is at the heart of our care.